This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to these headlines this hour, huh?
Karma Police. Radiohead.
I didn't know that one. Thank you.
Me either.
Even as an intangible, I don't know what Radiohead songs other than Creep. I'm not a Radiohead fan.
That's fair.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Panthers, they lost to the Penguins 5-3. Brad Marchand, though, he keeps ticking.
Yep.
A couple goals for him. Cats play the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow at 6 o'clock. The Heat, they're back in action tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies at 8 o'clock. Coverage here on FM 104.3 begins at 6:45 with pre-Heat. No Kasperis Jakachonis. No Tyler Hero out. Tyler's got the foot. Jakachonis with the groin. John Morant, let me see if there's any update on him, but he was questionable with an ankle. He had an awesome first game.
Man, a lot of awesome well, not his debut, but like season openers. I know we mentioned the games have been competitive, but individual performances too. That Wemby game was crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
That was
crazy. You know what you should do? If you have somebody who's as tall to guard him,
oh,
you should get him playing time.
Yeah. What about in the fourth quarter, though?
Maybe. Let's I'll take playing time. I mean, it was only 14 minutes. Fourth quarter would be good. That would be good.
That would be good.
You know, who am I to judge, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not a Hall of Fame coach. You know, I'm not like the head of the national team or nothing like that. Mm. I'm lashing out. Dolphins take on the Falcons Sunday at 1 o'clock. Our coverage here on QAM begins at 9 with Game Day Uncensored. Falcons are a 7.5-point favorite. No Julian Hill, according to Mike McDaniel, this week. Waddle will be good to go. The Hurricanes, they play Stanford tomorrow at 7, wearing camouflage. They are 30.5-point favorites.
It's Stanford.
Yep.
Just out of curiosity, what was Florida State last week?
What was the spread? Oh, going into the Stanford game. I don't remember. I don't know. Not sure. If you can find that Chili Pepper Froggy, I'd appreciate
I'll
that.
Check.
Being a federal agent and all,
I
you should be able to find
it. I got it. I'll check.
Florida State was a 17.5-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. I mean, the Canes beat FSU. Coverage begins at 3 o'clock with countdown to kickoff, so stay tuned. I got the World Series beginning tonight, Dodgers and Blue Jays at 8 o'clock.
Real interesting behavior there from Mr. Ohtani. Huh?
I have thought that's funny. Ohtani's fleeing the country with all the heat on gambling. Tomorrow's UFC 321. Got the heavyweight title up for grabs. Tom Aspinall, a massive favorite over Ciryl Gane, minus 400. That's in Abu Dhabi. So the card's early. 2 o'clock is when the main card starts.
Matinee.
A matinee of fighting for those who are going to tune into the early fight game.
Would you watch it?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 2 o'clock?
What 2 o'clock.
Else? Why not? What else you got to do at 2 o'clock?
Come on, day. Watch a little fighting.
When do the Canes play? Tomorrow night?
7 o'clock.
Oh, look at that.
I kind of like, do you like when the Canes play at 7? Because you can get your whole day. There's a lot of football going on during the day. Right? 7 o'clock is where it starts getting to prime time. And
the fight should be over by then.
Yeah.
They should be done by
the
like
card
five.
Starts at,
yeah.
So normally the card starts at 9 in Vegas. No, 6 in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And it's done at like 9. So, yeah, you'll be done.
So you got that. Couple of NFL notes. The Giants.
This is crazy.
We got this a long statement. The Giants got fined $200,000 for conduct detrimental for the Jackson Dart situation. Now, it was a long statement with a lot of, you know, covering their ass, saying, hey, we followed protocol on everything. We did everything right. And it all ended up with them getting fined $200,000. And Brian Daboll, he got fined $100,000. And running back Cam Scataboo got fined $15,000 for violating concussion protocol during evaluation and conduct detrimental to the league, I believe was what the final thing. Mm-hmm. And basically what they're saying is they examined Jackson Dart when Jackson Dart got dinged up. They did everything right. But you're not supposed to go into the blue medical tent unless you're a doctor, trainer, or the independent neurologist who checks in on him. And what happened was, is you saw Daboll, he's like, hey, I can't have Russell Wilson playing quarterback anymore. Is he good? He looks good to me. Allegedly. That's allegedly what he said. And then I think Cam Scataboo also stuck his head in and he said, bruh.
Yeah. No, I heard about that one. He thought it was the bathroom. That was the issue there.
Anyway, Scataboo, congrats on your first NFL fine, dude.
15 G's.
15 G's.
Wow. 50. Is that a lot?
Not nothing.
Grand is 15 grand.
It's definitely, for sure. It's
they just take that out, grand. Right? Just out of the paycheck?
You don't even. The crazy thing is, when you get fined,
yeah.
They just take it out your paycheck.
Wow.
So you ain't even got to fight it. You ain't got to like write a check. It ain't like a ticket. You got to pay the ticket.
You think that's a full game check for him?
No. When was he drafted? Third?
Scataboo?
Yeah.
I think he was second or third.
So he's probably getting $80,000 a week?
I think he'll be fine then.
Goes to charity?
Yeah, they have an NFL.
Fourth round.
I would still say he makes $500,000, $600,000.
Well, it said Mr. Scataboo's action. It said Cam Scataboo and Brian Daboll entered the medical tent, spoke with Mr. Dart before his evaluation was complete, creating the perception that they were interfering with his exam. While parties agree that Coach Daboll and Mr. Scataboo's action had no actual impact on the exam or the care Mr. Dart received, their conduct was inconsistent with and demonstrated disregard for the concussion protocol requirements and therefore constituted a violation.
So Al Mackey said, what happens if your check is less than the amount? I'll give you a perfect example, my friend.
Oh, wow.
So let's be clear. I was the 45th pick in the draft.
Yep.
Second round. Right? Kind of up top half of the second round. My first year, I made $100,000.
Okay.
$105,000. Right? This was in 90. I played New Orleans. The only time I played New Orleans my whole career. I got 50 tickets.
Mm.
Right? And we got paid every week. When I got my check on Monday, it said, to be continued on next check.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Wow.
I went no check.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Were you back whole after two checks? Or three checks?
Yeah. It was one check and some change.
Okay.
So, tickets. So, it was like.
How many tickets do you get? Do you get two. That's it?
Yeah, but and usually what you can do is you can try to get them from
players. Pull them.
Yeah. Mm. So I did that.
You did that and then still?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so that was crazy. And
can't even imagine what that is now with these ticket prices.
No, I know. Now it's $200.
Did you get good tickets?
No. It's still visiting team tickets. Mm.
Oh, that's right. Wow. So right. They weren't even good tickets?
No.
Goodness gracious.
I think that at the time, So now you can probably get a like face value ticket is what? The cheapest ticket is probably $100, $200
At the NFL game?
Yeah.
For face value, probably. But yeah. I've seen some Dolphins tickets are going real cheap right now.
Yeah, so real cheap I think Dolphins. The tickets
I think I think it costs more to park right now than it does to go to a Dolphins game.
I think
right.
the tickets I got were
they've gotten serious with
$75 So they were on the bottom, but like in the corner.
In the back, okay.
Right.
Not bad tickets.
Not bad tickets. But they weren't quite the most expensive. But
I thought you were going to say the story when you got fined for throwing the ball in that you did it so many times. Because I know you said that the guys.
Yeah, so here. So here's what happened. It was my second year. And I started the season off with 5 catches and 4 touchdowns. Right? So as the season went on, right, I chucked one into the stands, and we won. So one of the offensive linemen said, you got to keep doing it. I'm like, no, it cost me $1,500. Keep doing it, right? You learn that there's certain players, like your offensive line, if your offensive linemen tell you to do something, like you're going to do it because at any point in time they could just, you know, ole. So I threw it. Again, now it was $2,500. So now that's $4,000. Now I kept scoring touchdowns. I did it again, right?
And it's not the same fine that increases?
$5,000.
That's crazy.
Right?
It's going to get higher.
I say, yo, what's up? I did it again.
$7,500.
Right?
Up there
this, so, this is all getting cute. Keep in mind, at the time, my check is $7,000 a week. So I'm like, hey, man, I got to quit doing this.
Yeah. Go to Outback. Right?
So I score again, like a couple of weeks later. The offensive line, they're looking at me.
You going to throw it?
I got to chuck it. I'm like, hey, man, like, I said, you throw it. Oh. Whoop. Now, it got all the way up to $7,500. But here's what happened. They put the cash on my desk on Monday.
Nice.
Each time.
Oh, okay.
So I got it back, but that's, like.
It still made you nervous.
Yes. Like, dude. You know, just imagine.
I wonder if they pull it together and be like, all right, I got to cover Horde. Who's got the money?
Yeah. They just, like, it's happened to me before, too. Like, it's like you, and as I tell people this, I don't want to sound disrespectful when I say this. It doesn't matter what your coaches think of you. It matters what the guys on the field think of you. And you have to do whatever you can. Right. Earn that respect.
Can I ask you a question? Who is the rat on that stuff? Because I know you guys have a checker for uniforms. Is there a guy who's like, oh, Horde did that? Like, is that?
It could be the same guy.
It's the same guy.
But it's on TV.
I understand. What a nerd job.
Well, guess what? The guys that do it. I played with two guys that do that now.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Reggie Langhorne and Felix Wright.
Just the fine with them, police, huh?
And I see them at some of the games, right? And they go out pregame and they're like telling guys, hey, pull your socks up.
Mm-mm. You dunk that ball over the goalpost. Mm-mm. Write it down.
Yeah. That's like.
Write it down.
So, like, yeah, man. It's
guy with the clipboard.
It's crazy.
Mm-mm.
It's crazy. Leroy chucking foot long chicken. Attendees at the end of the game. First of all, let me tell you this. Timbo Slice.
Wow.
No grown-ass man is saying chicken tendies.
Love tendies.
Right? Like, get out of here with that.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hey, Rock the Ocean's iconic music festival, Tortuga, returns to Fort Lauderdale Beach next April with Post Malone, Riley Green, Kenny Chesney, and way more.
Intangibles!
We're giving you a chance to win 3-day passes for you and a friend. To enter, go to the contest page at WQM.com and register now. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, which is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions and 3 rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Dolphins getting set for the Falcons. I have a story here. Some ESPN producers fed up with Pat McAfee's diva behavior.
Punting!
Wow. Well, I don't know about diva behavior, but I got him on. We got him on TV right now, and he looks like he's got some McGregor flowing through him right now.
Yeah.
But you know what the thing is here's the problem. When your bosses treat Pat McAfee a certain way, it allows him to be that way, and you just kind of got to deal with it.
This is from Front Office Sports. Pat McAfee's latest remarks about ESPN were met with gritted teeth by some coworkers who are fed up with what they describe as diva-like behavior, sources tell Front Office Sports. But there's also a sense that nothing's going to change since the talented and influential McAfee has the backing of 3 top executives, ESPN's president of content, Burke Magnus, Chairman Jimmy Pitaro, and Walt Disney CEO Bob Iger. Those are some powerful allies.
Isn't it Igor? Iger?
No, I think it's Iger.
Iger?
Yeah. That's what sources tell OFS following McAfee's dismissive comments earlier this week, talking about the old people at ESPN producing College Game Day. Yeah, he was making some comments about them, but they're not too fond of me. He says, for 3 years, people have really hated me. All those producers that are at Game Day, too. It's been a fun run. College football is great. Okay, cheers. Have a great day. Some ESPNers have grown tired of McAfee's public whining, sources say, which they view as juvenile, unprofessional, and bad for business.
Unless you're on the other end of it and he's speaking the truth. Right? Like, you know what? What part of life if you say something that's accurate, is it being mean or disrespectful? It's only mean or disrespectful if it's not true.
Well, I don't know. When you walked in today and said, "What's up, fat Mexican?"
I did not say that.
No way.
No, I did not. I did not say that.
Minus one.
I said, it looks like he should have been holding a chalupa or something.
That's right. That's what it was.
Minus one.
No. Did you see what he looked like?
Put the mustache on.
Put the mustache on. This is when I walked in to say, when I walked in to say hi to Marcos, that's how he was dressed.
I still think he looks like
I would never
say. He looks like Cheech and Chong. After. Before and after.
I think he looks like former Marlins closer Todd Jones.
I look like I throw a mean knuckleball.
I wish I could have a picture of Todd Jones.
And you give out knuckle sandwiches?
Sandwich.
So, Jennifer?
This was former Marlins closer.
No, I'm not defending you. No.
Former Marlins.
I'm not asking you to defend me.
Former Marlins closer Todd Jones.
That's a sweet stash right there. Samesies. That's pretty good.
It keeps falling off too. That's
I don't understand why.
It's the cheapest mustache,
right? They put no sticky stuff on.
Double sided tape somewhere in the office. Fix it.
That's like the new water bottles. They're so thin. If you open it, water squirts everywhere.
There you go. Well, tell me that's not Marcos right there.
Which one's me? Which one's him?
Nah, that was nah. Marcos is him after his career. So, post-career.
The Marlins did have a run of closers where they just kept finding guys.
And they were awesome.
They were awesome. Like 50 save. Todd Jones, Joe Borowski, Armando Benitez when he left the Mets.
Who's Six Finger?
That was Al Fonseca.
Yeah.
Joe Borowski.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
That is a good name. I thought he was going to stink. I was like, Joe Borowski throws like 80 miles an hour. He's going to close? Worked out. Worked out for the Fish. So, yeah, they're mad at McAfee over there. Some ESPN is going, if McAfee has an issue with his game day producers, they believe he should hammer it out in person and not publicly rip them when they can't go on TV to defend themselves. Totally unnecessary. Grow up and talk to these people to make it better. You're not the victim, one source told FOS. Everyone is bending over backwards to put you in a good position, and these are the same people incentivized for you to succeed. Another was more blunt about the complaining from McAfee's, as they called him, quote, an entitled diva.
Yeah. So a lot of people are like that. A lot of people in that, like, come on. Bunting. Yeah.
There's only one person that McAfee gets in line for, and that's Aaron Rodgers.
Somebody said fans warned McAfee not to go to ESPN for this exact reason. And I could give you like 10 to 12 other reasons, million other reasons why you go to ESPN. Would he get $10 million a year or something like that?
I don't know.
Ridiculous
amount. He's got to be killing it. He's doing that. He's doing game day.
Right. Like, that's, again, sometimes what happens here is when you go to a place like ESPN, you go there under the conditions, I want to do things my way, right? And this is how it's going to be. And they go, fine, we want your product. We right. want your
and sometimes you have like producers that are really like annoying, you know, like they'll show up once a week. They'll push you know, like they'll push stupid bits on you, you know, like being a fake cop or you know
or that double dip.
You know, like just for example, nothing like, you know, real. I'm just throwing out examples, of course, of like dumb bits.
Oh, wait a minute.
What are we talking about?
Smeathan. Marcos has Clay Thompson. Tobin has J.J. Redick. Leroy has Aaron Rodgers. I have Pat McAfee.
Wow, I didn't
realize. You know what? Because you just like him. Diva.
Wow.
Right?
I thought everybody was Schmeathen's Pat McAfee.
Right.
I'd hate to see what he says about Pat. We're not even his
J. Fig has birds.
You think he's blocked from his chat on YouTube?
He said, wait. Yeah. Here's another good one. Marco's mustache falling off describes the Dolphin season. Like, their mustache just keeps
falling. I'm telling you, though, the one thing with McAfee right now is he looks like he has, I don't know, where are they? They're at Vanderbilt? Is that where they're at?
Yeah.
Hey, why is Nick Saban so tanned?
Nick Saban looks really relaxed.
Right.
Nick Saban looks
coaching. Really... Coaching had him in a level. Can I? But I'm gonna say this: when he was in Cleveland, the dude yelled so much. Like we had the. So what would happen is you have the team meeting, right? And the offense would be up front, and the defense would be up back. And then what you would do is you close the little partition, and then it was offense and defensive meetings. And we would have to go over two or three times with the full group meeting and knock on the door. Hey, can you turn it down a notch?
Oh, well, okay. Well, that makes sense why McAfee looks like that. He's in Nashville. Like, he probably went to Broadway last night. He's probably hammered.
Ah.
Like, it's probably sweating through his veins right now.
Him and throwing in chairs with...
yeah, him and Morgan Wallen, and Jay Cutler.
Oh, yeah.
Is Jay Cutler doing guest picking tomorrow for Vanderbilt? Or he just doesn't care?
No way.
Was he in some trouble? Are they going to have... Didn't he get in a little trouble?
He got a DUI recently.
Oh, okay.
So, are you going to have him?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. Like, who does Jay Cutler have to answer to? That's the only thing.
Say whatever meeting it was, 100% Leroy was eating something. Nope.
Somebody was saying, can you guys name the Marlin who also played in the NBA? And yes, GP mentioned it right, Mark Hendrickson.
Oh.
He wasn't very good.
Well, I mean, not a lot of...
Either sport?
Well, not a Marlin. I know that. I didn't enjoy when he pitched.
I mean, I know Tom Brady played behind a guy who played baseball and football.
Henson, right?
Yeah. They loved him some Drew Henson.
I can't believe, like, you know, it was funny because it was like when I was watching the Deion thing, just like, who wouldn't just support that being awesome? People actually having a problem that he was awesome at both sports.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. People had a problem with Deion for all the wrong reasons, right? He didn't swear. He didn't curse, right?
Bull junk.
Right. He was just, if he would have came out in today's world, NIL would have had to pay him $1 billion because he was entertainment, right? And if you were old and white, you didn't like it, pretty much. But
Tim
he
McCarver
was.
Carver hated him.
Right. Because he was like, dude, he was the dude had confidence in what he did when he went to the combine. Took a limo, got out of the limo, ran a 40, got back in the limo, and left. Like, just stuff like that. And was probably one of the best to ever do it. And then played baseball. They said, he said he played a game once, played a football game, took a helicopter to a playoff game, got IVs on the helicopter, and then went and played a baseball game. Keep in mind, he was playing for free. He wasn't getting paid to play baseball.
Crazy.
Right.
We'll take a break, play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's bury some people. You're dead to me. Hey, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members, Rush just announced their 50-something tour, and we got your chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to see them at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. To enter, go to WQM.com. This is a national contest. I'll go first. Leroy, fix your camera because I got two Marcoses on my screen.
It's lucky you.
You got two.
Hmm?
Never mind.
Yeah, nice. Careful.
Very careful. Kind. Very kind of you.
You know what they say about Leroy? He's too kind.
So kind.
Wait, why are you shaking your head, Jennifer?
You know why. You know why.
Here's who's dead to me. The Charlotte Hornets.
Oh.
You know what you did?
Yeah.
You know what you did?
You're dead to me.
You know what you did? All right.
You're dead to me.
You're not fooling anybody, Hornets. You know what you did. Let me tell you something, NBA.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. I can't prove it yet. But you two are dead to me because you know what you did.
You're dead to me.
You know what you did? Dead to me. Dead.
Somebody say I'm about to end up on that Terry Chauncey list. No, I'm not.
You're dead to me.
Bum. What do you got, Leroy? Who's dead to you?
So, along your lines, the NBA. You know what you did.
You know what you did.
You know what was up.
You know what you did,
right? Y'all knew something was not kosher about that trade.
Nope.
And you tried to just let it go.
Give me back my
You're
pick.
Dead to me.
Give me back my pick!
Woo! Hey, that's great. We're going to say this, and then we'll never mention it again. Does that mean that the Godfather got fleeced?
Oh, like a sheep, dude. Like a freaking sheep.
He's like... Like 100 thread cotton sheets.
Oh, we were already...
250?
We were already fleeced, to be honest with you. It was already the worst trade in Heat history, but now it's just... Now it's gone triple platinum.
Yeah, but trading a first-round pick in the 20s or 30s is no big deal in NBA.
Yeah, but it is when you can't trade for whales.
No, I know. It the ramifications of not having that pick,
yeah,
that has more to do with trading. Yep. So I get you there. But I'm saying just the trading of the pick, if it was going to be 25 to 30, no big deal. It's the other stuff.
GP20 says it's like a Thriller album. Thriller fleece.
You're dead to me.
Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Speaking of being fleeced, there is a woman who fleeced a restaurant. She got arrested. Once again, this is fraud. This is just the whole topic of this week, basically. Fraud. There's a woman who claimed she was Eminem's wife. And she was eating at a restaurant and said, "Don't worry, I'm not going to pay for this. He will, because I'm his wife." Walked away.
Was he in the restaurant?
No.
Oh.
In fact, they're not even married, obviously.
Well, obviously.
They're not married.
Did Eminem ever remarry from Kim?
He is dating his stylist, apparently.
No, good for him.
Stylist?
Stylist.
The only thing I ever see about
Eminem is his white t-shirts and wow.
Stylist, okay, fleeced. Leroy, sometimes people can't do that.
Fleeced.
Wait, he dresses like rapper Adam Sandler.
He does.
He just
it's all a
you don't need a stylist a for that.
Shirts and hoodies.
Yeah.
It's a choice, guys.
Wow.
Marshall, I have the latest coming in. He goes, oh, great. What do you got for us, sweetheart? New hoodies. That's why I pay you the big bucks.
That's why I do it.
She knows. You know what, though? I got to tell you something. As a man, you know, and getting into the washed old age that I am, there's nothing quite like when your significant other finds your sweet spot. Because there's a time when you're, like, in your early 30s, they try and dress you how they want you to dress. But then there comes a sweet spot where they give up and they just give you what makes you happy. Mm. And you're like, this is great. What'd you get me today? Black t-shirts? Perfect. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. I don't understand.
That's what I wanted.
We're simple creatures, right? Like, for the last 30 gift-giving days for men, I get drawers and socks. Right? Like, if
are
I try.
Are you complaining here? Or are you
no,
like it?
I'm just saying. Like, I'm okay with it. If I tried that with my wife or my daughter, oh no. What is this?
Courtney says, Tobin, when you go to the Hornets game this season, you should scream that out. You know what you did. I love that everybody I love that everybody wants my credential just revoked. I think that's the greatest thing about you guys at games. You're like, why do you talk like that? Do bits. I want you to go to the games and do bits for us.
This is the epitome of our show. And our the people on the chat, Eminem backwards is men and me. What? Just that's in the chat.
Okay.
The
exactly.
I do think. See, you know, don't forget too. The Hornets really tried to stick it to the Heat because remember what they made the Heat game this year for their night promotions? They made it gambling night.
Oh, and then they had to change it.
They had to revoke it. They had to turn it. So they're look. I'm sure they're sitting back in their offices. Laughing it up because you know what you did. You know what you did. Mm-hmm. Give me back my pick.
Everybody knows what they did except Pat Riley.
Got fleeced.
How do you fleece the Godfather?
They made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Shut up.
Froggy, who's dead to you?
Fake.
I will take a pivot to the NFL. Not sure if you guys had a chance to discuss this this week, but a petition is going around. Did you guys see anything about this?
Nope.
A petition to make George Strait the Super Bowl headliner.
The king.
As of right now, it's up to 66,000 signatures.
It's not a lot.
Not a lot.
It's not a lot.
I don't know why they want him. What's wrong with Bad Bunny? He's only like one of the biggest honestly, artists in the world.
For a second, I completely forgot he was performing. Yes.
What? Like, what's wrong with?
I don't know. Everyone's and a big for, fan for of
you,
Bad Bunny, and
for you idiots
like,
out there who
here?
Didn't realize he was American, that's your fault.
Also, if you wanted to get like a country star, like shouldn't you go with like Morgan Wallen right now? George yes. Strait. I mean, he's a little bit of an old school classic.
Over 60 number one hits in more than 40 years.
No, he's a legend. I'm not trying to piss on the legacy that is George
he's more
Strait.
Like someone you feature.
You bring him out. You know, it'd be like asking like Dolly Parton to do the halftime show. Like monster star, everybody loves Dolly.
Love Dolly.
Like, you know, come on.
Got a problem with Dolly?
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living,
Dolly Parton is the sweetest. Even when she announced so that she sweet. Wasn't dying recently, yeah, right? She's like,
I'm not dying. I'm like,
Dolly Parton's pretty good.
Thank you.
I'm not dying.
it's right off note from
But we have Instabits.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's
good. So, dude. This country is close to redneck, so you're spot on with that. I know who they haven't picked. A certain Canadian rapper.
Too busy doing the World Cup, guys. Don't forget that.
What?
Too busy hosting the biggest soccer tournament ever.
He's not is he hosting it?
Yeah, he is.
What do you mean he's hosting it?
I don't really know what that means. I don't understand. It has not been good. It has not been good.
What did we do to deserve losing our pick? You know, try to improve the team. This is all Joe Cronin's fault anyway. If he would have just traded us Damian Lillard in the first place,
but then wait,
we would have never traded for Terry.
Dame would have been out for this year, and you wouldn't have had him anyway.
I would have had him for a couple of years, and it would have been amazing. We would have won the championship.
You think?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you make a lot of assumptions in sports.
Oh, man. We would have won.
We would have won the championship. We would have won. Just like if Goran was healthy.
All right.
Good times. Good times.
All right, I got you.
Anyway.
Do you have double duty on Sunday?
Me?
Yeah.
Don't know yet.
Oh.
Why? Why would you? Oh, basketball and football?
I have football for sure. I don't know about basketball. I mean, I'm going to be at the game no matter what.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm on double duty yet.
Why? I thought you just automatically do the pregame.
For what?
Oh, you do pregame for football, but not basketball.
I'm doing pregame for football, yeah.
Oh, okay.
For sure. I'm doing that. That I will be there for.
Oh, you guys.
I will be boots
you
on.
And, you and Solana can just go from porpoise pod to.
Yeah. I don't know if that. Yeah, there's. I don't know. But I will be at the game boots on the ground either way.
All right. Well, I say that to say try to find some rest tomorrow while you're watching some UFC action. Matt and
how can I rest when I know what the Hornets did? How can I rest?
I won't rest until
how can I rest?
You will not rest until justice.
Those scoundrels are
you're
out
not going to get the, you know why you can't you're not going to get anything for it?
Mm-hmm.
Because the league was also in on it.
Those bastards. You know what you did.
And how can they give? Can they just give a compensatory pick?
They can do whatever they want. Schmeathan says, leaving your family on a Sunday to spend 4 hours talking about a 1-16. Yeah, it's not great. I understand. I understand. I know. You know, my son last week, he's like, why don't we just bet against the Dolphins? I'm like,
really?
Not bad.
You already got him into the little, that's how it starts. Mm. Next thing you know, you're going to have an underground ring.
Like that.
Mr. Tobin, Tommy has been running poker games for Sour Patch Kids.
He's been betting all of his Halloween candy.
It's like.
What's your response be to that?
A little bit of pride, though. Has he been winning?
SDI says he was on the team for 2 years. You guys are acting like he got arrested the day after the trade. Yeah. Like
no, but the incident was in 2023 before he got here.
Yeah.
That's the whole
thing. Real like SDI to defend nefarious gambling action.
Yeah, just like SDI.
Why don't you go get some more gel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's our show, everybody. We hope you have a grand weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Hockman, Crowder, and Solana are coming up next, and we will talk to you rascals on Monday.
I go in there with some cargo shorts.
LaPond Achan, let's go to break, huh?
You wanted me to go to this giant Serbian and say, here's my impression of your mother?
That's nice.
Frog boy, quickly?
Very quickly, guys, titties.
I feel like a tramp stamp back here.
Horny people only right here on Tobin and Leroy.
Start digging in your butt, twin.
Come and find me, motherfucker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.